Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week we're heading to the interior community of Venetai on the Chandalar River.
My name is Eddie Frank, and I'm the tribal administrator for the Venetai Village Council. Venetai is a small community about 40 miles east of Fort Yukon on the Chandalar River, and I think the population is between 180 to 200 people, primarily Nitsai Gujins. It's a different subgroup of the Gujin people. It's a good community. We're a dry community. It's self-imposed, and I think it was the late 70s that the community decided that they were going to not allow alcohol in the community. We got snow. People are probably going to be busy doing wood cutting, and we're actually in the process of building a new health clinic. Well, we have projects. We have our own housing organization, and I understand they're building one house now. They finished two, and we just got done building the road. And it took us 4 years with Indian Reservation Road funds, but we just had a final inspection this week, and we're going to close that project down. Well, we have community events. I think what's coming up is a big Halloween party. They do it every fall at Halloween, and they have costume contests. And they have a dance, and they give out prizes. Christmas and New Year's, it's a big celebration here. We have and we have fiddle dances. Yeah, it is fun when the community gets involved. I can remember when I was a kid, they'd dance all night until 4 or 5 in the morning, then they'd have potlatch again the next day, and then they'd dance all night again.
Eddie Frank is the tribal administrator in Venetai. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Shady Grove Oliver, Annie Fite, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Lauren Rosenthal.